The group is meeting tomorrow night at 7 in room 133 at the Kimball Junction Library. While three other such community discussions were held across the state last week, with Park City Schools out for winter break, Susan Mikesell says they waited until this week so they could include members of the Park City High School Gay Straight Alliance.
We're hoping to get some kids from the Gay Straight Alliance at Park City High. It is about how we want LGBT issues to be dealt with and discussed in our schools. I've done some research about some of the fears surrounding this that some parents may have, some of their concerns, as well as what kids are facing and the bullying that they face and the high risk that they're at. And I've read just amazing things about GSAs or Gay Straight Alliances, the power that they have, not only to make the school atmosphere safe for kids who are LGBT, but also a study in California shows that kids on the whole, the average feeling in the school is a safer one.
Mikesell says she can provide more information on how a GSA can be started in schools from a woman who started one in American Fork. The meetings, she says, are open and welcome everyone.
It's not a debate. It's not a panel. It's just, and really we want people from across the spectrum to come, because otherwise if you're just speaking in a vacuum. The whole purpose of it is to have everyone from across the spectrum in their views come and meet with open minds and hearts ready to express themselves and hear and ask honest questions of each other. Because we feel that, you know, one way to get beyond some of our differences and some of the rifts that are created is for people to meet in goodwill. And hopefully, it's difficult when you meet someone who may think differently than you do, to sit with them and have a one-on-one conversation and walk away not seeing their humanity.
The LGBT issues, she says, have never been easy to discuss for those of the Mormon faith, but she feels that it's becoming more so.
It's very difficult for some people, but surprisingly, there are more and more people who are coming out themselves in support and willing to at least engage in a conversation, which is really wonderful. Because by the same token, when LDS people open their hearts and they begin to understand, I have seen so many people who want to reach out and offer support.
That's Susan Mikesell with the group Mormons Building Bridges. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.